This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
I have an announcement to make. So, as you know, life throws you some very, very funny curveballs at times that you least expect it, right? And after my wife and I have adopted two beautiful, beautiful children who are the center of our worlds, of course, my son Patrick, who's five, and he asked me yesterday if I would wear my superhero socks to New York. We have matching superhero socks, and I did. My beautiful daughter, Claire Bear, who's three now. So she's not even really baby Claire anymore. She's really like toddler Claire, you know. They are our world. They are the most beautiful, blessed gift from God you could ever imagine, these two kids. And this is funny, too, because at Fox News here, I saw a book from the Dungies, and it's all about God chose you, we chose you, and it's all about adoption and how beautiful adoption is, and these kids who were chosen, and that's the story that we've been sharing with them really since they were born, you know, is that we prayed for you, we chose you, that's how you came into our life, you grew in our hearts. And then, you know, you go on these years, and the adoption is a very, very complicated process. Somebody asked me yesterday, is it hard? It's not that it's hard. It's just it's a complicated road. You have to do background checks. You have to go to class. You have to do all kinds of different things. Patrick was born in Connecticut, so I had to do the show up there. Right as I became the afternoon drive host on PHT, when he was born in 2014, I had to go up there for 2 weeks and do the show up there. There's checks. People come to your house and inspect the house and make sure you're being a good parent. I mean, the things that adoptive parents have to do that biological parents just don't. And it's a challenge in some respects. There's also heartbreak attached, obviously. Like with biological children, there's heartbreak in terms of, you know, there's obviously unfortunate incidents that happen and things that you don't plan on, clearly. In our case, we got very, very lucky. We did have one setback before Patrick was born. But I say thank God for that, because obviously he was meant to be our son, and that's worked out well for everybody. But we never actually thought that this would be happening. But turns out my wife is pregnant. So there you go. That's the big announcement. We are expecting a biological child now after all of this. We didn't try. We didn't try, by the way.
Woohoo! Congratulations.
We did not try. Thank you.
A freebie. You get a free one.
Yeah, right.
A free one.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. Babies due April 15th on tax day. How's that for irony,
oh,
by the way?
Oh, my goodness.
How's that for irony?
That's
awesome. I know. It was the craziest thing. We didn't try. It was not like with no fertility clinics or anything. Like, nothing like that. It was just all of a sudden, one day, she just says, I think I'm pregnant. I said, stop. Drink wine with me. Come on. We've been down this road. Stop.
But
our two adopted kids say otherwise. Come on, you know.
How many times do you hear this story, though? The people adopt and are told this, and I swear it's because you're stress-free, you're not trying, you're happy, and you hear the story of people, you know, they get pregnant after adopting some kids, so it's beautiful. Congratulations.
Thank you. You do. You're right, Dawn. You hear about it more than you'd imagine, and I'll tell you something. It's first of all, it's crazy because we thought we were done. You know what I mean? So like we gave away all our stuff. We gave away all the baby stuff. We got to start fresh.
We have to have a shower.
I know. Seriously. And we want, you know, what we did was we put Patrick and Claire in the same bedroom so they can start bonding, so they can, you know, obviously the baby's going to get attention, clearly, right, as newborns do. So we want them to feel good about things and understand. But I'm sure as like Patrick has questions, you know, about, Mom, he's already named the baby. I have to tell you this, but it's so funny. He calls her baby Olivia.
Aww.
Now, because we know we're having a girl. I'm telling you, we're not naming her Olivia, but he's just called her that. So that's how he refers to her. He goes, aww. Mommy, how's baby Olivia today? And he does this all the time.
But where, you know, does he get that name?
I probably like a friend at school or something. He's named Olivia or something. You know what I mean? So the name kind of stuck. But actually, one of the things about when you're expecting a child is you should never discuss potential names with people.
Yes.
Because everybody has an opinion, and especially don't discuss it with your mother-in-law or your mother. Never do that. You know what I mean? But we actually now, we always just refer to her as baby Olivia. It's so funny.
Oh, be careful, baby.
And even Claire calls her baby Olivia too. So anyway, so that's our big news. We have a baby on the way. It'll be kid number three. It's amazing, amazing stuff. And we're very, very blessed, truly blessed. I mean, what's the old saying? You plan, God laughs. Is that what they say?
Yes, exactly.
Now, I'm telling you right now, if that baby comes out looking like Stalker, I'm going to beat the hell out of him. Because there's no way, you know. Actually, because you know I have such a sick sense of humor. My wife told me, I said, who's the father? Is he bigger than me? And does he have money? Does he have a trust fund? Because we three colleges now we got to pay for.
Can we?
She's like, would you shut up? I'm like, sorry. It's
how you. That's how you handle. You know.
That's
joy.
How I react to yeah, things in yeah, life. Yeah. That's how
jokes.
I got to make a joke.
You make really inappropriate jokes at the wrong times.
At the worst times yeah. ever.
That's why we love you though, because you know that's the human side of you.
On delivery day, it'll be like, Doc, looks like me. What do you think? What's your opinion on that?
Oh man!
I got to make jokes because that's how life is. You
Absolutely.
Know, just it's funny, but
it's exciting.
We are very very excited. And so what I want to do is I was thinking about how we can monetize this for the show and
stop. Not everything needs to be monetized for the show. Just enjoy this gift with your beautiful wife and your family. Just don't worry about monetizing it for the show.
Not like a name game sponsor
no,
brought to you by.
No,
all right.
No.
That's cute.
That's.
What should the baby's name be? Brought to you by
no.
the good folks over at No. All right.
No.
All right.
No.
Some things need to be sacred in life, bro.
You know, sales is already all over that, right?
Oh yeah.
They're all over
yeah.
that. They've already got the copy written.
You're not here. You're in New York, but like there's you know salespeople standing outside right now, just waiting to say, how can we sponsor this? How can we get this? You know, the babies are us. You know.
You for $100,000 you can have the baby named after you
no,
or your
not,
business.
No,
how about that?
No.
This is my baby, Valley Forge Casino. My little baby, come here, FanDuel. Come here, come here, Volvo. Come here, sweetie.
This is little Volvo.
Little Volvo. I mentioned we're having a girl, so my buddy asked me the other day. He goes, do you know what we're having? I said, well, we're raising our baby. 5 years, first 5 years is a girl, second 5 years is a boy, and then gender neutral the next 10
Ouch.
Years.
Stop.
Because we want to be on the cutting edge. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We want to be on the cutting edge of hipness and wokeness. Bill, you mentioned we have some Facebook check-ins brought to you by Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Yes. See, that's fine. You want to sponsor Facebook check-ins, that is fine.
Hey,
not your child.
Patrick, Claire, Volvo, come on.
No.
Get over here.
No.
Come on, we got to go. We got to go.
Oh,
that's
so
amazing.
Great.
Patrick, Claire, Newsmax, let's
no,
go.
No,
come on.
No.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, so what do we got on Facebook, Bill?
Well, but we'll get to the cringe, all the people that are congratulating you already in just a second. But George is hosting his own lookalike contest. Mitch McConnell, Big Bird, Nancy Pelosi, Emperor Palpatine from Star Wars. Who else?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then Michael is saying Mama Zioli should be on a T-shirt for all the moms out there in the Zioli Army. I
Ooh.
100% agree.
I love it. I think it's a great idea.
Careful, baby.
And then already from... And already from Rich, Antonio, Carol, Annie, Maureen, Richard, Guy, they're all congratulating you and Bridget on the upcoming baby.
Well, thank you. That's wonderful. That's really great. We're very, very excited because I'm telling you right now, it is a miracle. It really is. It's an absolute miracle. It's amazing. I mean, it's just amazing. And as we go through this process together, we'll have lots and lots of questions. But that check-in on Facebook, thank you to Millennial Bill for reading that for us. Brought to you by Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter. Remember, right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, go say hello. We're probably going to need to get the XC90 now, the family car.
Yes.
We're going to need that extra. We're going to need that third row.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
We're definitely going to need that. No
yeah.
doubt about it.
Those bench seats or whatever you have in the back. Oof, yeah.
Right?
Yes. Oh,
I mean,
your world. Oh, man.
It's not going to be you're going to be tight. In other words, it's going to be a little bit tight, don't you think? So we'll make it work. You know, it's not all these things in life. You can make it work. It's just a matter of trying to figure out a way, I guess. So there you go. So that's our big announcement.
Woohoo!
And
so exciting.
I'm glad I did it.
Wow.
Glad I said it. I wanted to do it earlier in the week, but we were distracted by there was Iran, there was impeachment. You know what I mean? There's all this nonsense going on. I couldn't find a proper way to do it, but finally we did. It was a good way to do it. So that's really good. And you know, so it's, thanks for your support.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Fridays
so.
Are always good to do these announcements.
Yes.
And you think about, too, the journey the show's been on together, because everybody, like, we were here together for Patrick's birth and Patrick's adoption and Claire's adoption. I mean, I was interviewing Ivanka Trump in a closet in Utah. Ivanka wasn't with me in the closet, unfortunately. She was on the campaign trail, and I was in the closet doing the show because we couldn't leave Utah for Claire's adoption. That was during the 2016 election, September 2016. Here we are in 2020 with another baby on the way, so that's really amazing. So,
yeah, really. I mean, your family has grown since the show has grown. Like, it's kind of incredible.
Procreation.
Yeah.
You see that? So it'd be Patrick, Claire, and Emmons.
No, not baby Emmons.
Little baby Emmons? Little baby Emmons roofing?
No.
50-year warranty?
Yeah, baby gets 50-year warranty. 100 grand, you get the naming rights to my third child. And a live event. You could be in the delivery room, and we'll do a live show there, 100 grand.
You better check with Bridget.
I get an idea, Dawn. Why don't we have the birth at your location? 100 grand sponsor package.
No.
You're like a wet nurse. Dude,
you better pray your wife is not listening right now. I mean, oh my God.
Like, what is he talking about?
Oh my God, I know. Pray to God that the radio's not on, right?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.